Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. Are you happy? It's a new year. It is January 1st, 2026. Had to kick things off this morning with a little happy music, of course, because 2025, y'all, is behind us. It's put it to bed. We're done. And now we can embark on this brand new year. And, you know, I love New Year's and I love New Year's Day because I don't know. It just gives us a chance to assess, reassess, maybe come up with some new goals. I'm not big so much on resolutions anymore, but I do like, I don't know, thinking about the new year. What are some things I'd like to accomplish perhaps before the year is out? Is there somewhere that I've always wanted to travel, but I've never gone there? Is there a restaurant in town I've never tried that I'd like to just check it out and see what all the raving is about? There's several places I haven't been to yet that have opened up. And it's just kind of a neat way to take time. A lot of folks have the long weekend, and I'm extremely jealous of you. Most of the friends I have are all going back to work on January 5th. So with the day being the new year, what are some of the New Year's traditions? I'm going to talk about that in a little bit because there's definitely some things that we all do, as you know, that have been longstanding traditions. But before we get to that, I thought if you're getting ready to start your schedule for the day, your schedule may be to sit in the couch with your slippers and your PJs and watch football. Well, if you never watch college football, I want to encourage you, today is the day. New Year's Day, we are in the midst now of the college football playoffs, and some of the big quarterfinal games are today. Last night was huge. Hard to believe, but Miami actually beat Ohio State. So they're going on to the next tier, to the semifinal. And whoever wins the game tonight between Georgia and Ole Miss will be facing Miami in that playoff game. But today, starting pretty quickly here, we're going to have a couple of games. Let me see if I can pull up the schedule now. A couple of games that are going to be happening today. And I had it all ready to go, and now I've managed to put it away here. Hang on one second. We've got the, oh, here it is. I got it. So today at 11 o'clock, we're going to have Oregon versus Texas Tech. Number 4, Texas Tech is going to be playing Oregon. Number 5, that's the Orange Bowl. So that'll be today at 11, so just in about 20 minutes. Then after that, this is the big one I think everybody's wanting to see, especially around here. Today at 3 o'clock, Indiana, number 1 in the country, will be playing Alabama, number 9. Going to be very interesting to see who the winner is of that game. That winner it will go on to play the winner of the Oregon-Texas Tech game. And then, of course, tonight, the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. Georgia, my favorite team, as you all know, the Georgia Bulldogs, number 3 in the country, will be playing Ole Miss, number 6 in the country. Very interesting game, especially because Ole Miss, their coach, Lane Kiffin, has gone on to LSU, as many of you know. And Georgia, I think I'm a little nervous about it, to be honest with you, because Ole Miss just played. So they're prepped, ready to go. They've been keeping fit. Georgia's had a month off, almost 30 days off. And I find that somewhat, in my humble opinion, disruptive when it comes to college football or any sport for that matter. Can you imagine taking a month off during March Madness in basketball? I mean, between your finalists, that just doesn't make sense to me. But I'm hoping, because last year, all the teams that took time off for a month, all the quarterfinal teams, they all lost, which is very interesting. So it's going to be interesting to see who is actually going to make it through this today. So today is the big day. So there you go. That's all I'm going to say about football, I promise. But moving on from there, what else could you do today? Well, look, I would be remiss if I didn't mention some of the fun things that are happening in our area today. So first of all, you've got to take advantage. If you want to start fresh, you want to, the tradition of the polar bear plunge, if you want to be part of that, what is that exactly? Well, The idea stemmed from years ago, and Alicia, I had found some information about this, which I thought was pretty interesting because I had no idea. I mean, I knew it was something that we do in the South, but this has origins from way, way back. So let me find my notes here about the polar bear plunge and the origins of that. It started way back, I want to say, in the 1920s. Hold on a second, because I had it all queued up for y'all to tell you all about it. It started back in the day where the idea being that is that you start the new year, you're actually washing away the old year, and you're bringing into the new year with a fresh start. So we have the polar bear plunge. And you know, polar bear plunges aren't just done here, but all over the world, which I find kind of fascinating. So let me pull this up for you. The original polar bear plunge. Now, see, just when you want your Google to work for you, it doesn't work. I'm so sorry. I'm going to delay here for just a minute. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I got it. Okay, so the New Year's Day polar bear plunge originated in the early 20th century winter swimming clubs, notably the L Street Brownies in Boston in 1904 and the Peter Pentages Polar Bear Swim Club in Vancouver in 1920. So the idea in the original one, again, was establishing this tradition of starting the new year fresh, washing off the old year, and then it's kind of taken off through all the different communities. So if you want to be a polar bear plunger, and you can make this an annual event for you and your family, today at noon, they're going to have the first in this area polar bear plunge will be at Floribama. Most of y'all know where that is. So you can head over there and participate in that. But if you want to find a place just a little bit closer, well, we have our polar bear plunge on Pensacola Beach. Now, the Pensacola Beach, I have to say, you all know I have a sort of soft spot for Pensacola Beach and the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Well, they are sponsoring this event. They do it every year with partnership with Paradise Inn Bar and Grill right there just off Via de Luna. You can't miss it. And if you go over there, if you'd want to get there early, they'll be starting, registration will be starting right, let's see, the hours for the registration. They started around 11 o'clock, I believe, and you can register for $15 per person, and you'll receive a polar bear plunge T-shirt. And the T-shirts are very cool. They have a year on them, and they have a great big polar bear. They have little things for kids, and then they have a $10 registration, which is a donation to participate without the T-shirt. And then we have the $5 Polar Bear Cub Club, and they get a cute little polar bear that they can take with them. That's for ages 5th grade and under. They don't get a shirt. And all the proceeds from this event go to benefit all the various events that the Pensacola Beach Chamber sponsors throughout the year, like the fireworks and the parades and the Christmas parade and those kinds of things. So, but you do want to get down there early. The registration begins at noon. So the registration's at noon, and the actual plunge will be at 2 o'clock today. And that'll be at Pensacola Beach, and it's on the Sound side, right where Paradise Bar and Grill is located. There's a couple of other things. If you go to visitpensacola.com, you can find out some of the other New Year's Day events that are happening. We have the Holiday Market is happening in downtown Pensacola. That will be on January 2nd. So today is the 1st. That'll be tomorrow. We have a couple of other things going on. I'm just looking through the list here. But there's no reason for you to sit home and feel sad about the new year. There's plenty of opportunities and ways to be excited about what this new year has to bring. So when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the traditions and some ideas I have on some things you can do for your new year. So don't go away. We'll be back. And if you have a text or comment, maybe you've got a family tradition that you all do every year. I'd love to hear from you. 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break with Pep Talk on New Year's Day. Happy New Year. It is January 1st, 2026, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, hanging out with you on this New Year's Day. So New Year's Day, when you think about New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, there's so many superstitions and traditions, and I love all of them. I just think it's kind of fun. I have an Irish background, so in Ireland, and those of us that are Irish, it's very important that on New Year's Eve, before midnight, you open a door and or all your windows, depending on how much negativity you had in 2025. And the idea is that as you open that door and the old year goes out the door, and you're opening door for all the good things and the good luck coming in from the new year. So if you didn't do it last night, I don't know. I think you could probably get away with doing it this afternoon if you want to. Another thing that I have not done, this is sort of a Latin tradition. This is interesting to me, but it is eating 12 grapes at midnight. So I'm not sure I understand, but it's a Spanish tradition, 12 grapes, and it's important that you eat those grapes under the table. So this is spread throughout the Caribbean, South America, and other Hispanic and Latina countries. And so some legends say the grape ritual began because there was a surplus of grapes in Spain, and it was also embraced as a symbolic way to ensure luck, love, and the fulfillment of resolutions for the upcoming year. Each grape represents a wish or resolution, incorporating additional superstitions such as eating them under the table that may boost luck in finding love. Okay, I need to go do that one. So it's just fascinating. But one of the ones that I know all of y'all, our listeners here in this area, are familiar with, of course, is the annual you got to have black-eyed beans, pork, and some collard greens. So this is a tradition that I grew up with. We've never gone without it. So that's, one of those things. And everybody has different ways of preparing the meal, different things to do to bring luck. But I know that the black-eyed peas represent progress, prosperity, and wealth. And it says any round food will do. So if you don't have black-eyed peas, it says any round lentil will work for you. The symbolic food is supposed to symbolize financially a prosperous new year. But it says, but don't eat the round foods. I'm not sure quite what that means because the beans are round. But it says, because you could have a year of bad luck. So there's a couple things I'm going to tell you about that you don't want to do today, just in case. But if you eat peas with greens and cornbread, then that's even more auspicious because the green is the color of money and cornbread is the color of gold. So I could definitely eat a lot of gold, cornbread. Black-eyed peas are served with rice in the traditional southern dish called Hoppin' Johns for New Year's Eve, or the peas can be part of a soup. In Italy, lentils are mixed with pork for a lucky New Year's Day feast. Now, here are some things that I need to let you know about that you should not eat on New Year's. You should not eat lobster, they say, on New Year's Day. Your luck and your wallet will probably thank you. But besides that, it's not good to eat lobsters because, this is very funny, lobsters walk backward. Did you know that? Lobsters walk backward. So the thing about the luck is its backwards movement could bring you bad luck and set you back on your goals and resolutions. Also, what's something very important today, the color of your underwear manifests is important today. So if you, the color of the underwear you wear on New Year's can bring your heart's desires into the new year. So if you want to have a better paying job, then you want to wear yellow panties. And I don't know where this stuff comes from. I'm just repeating. Don't kill the messenger. And then the red panties are said to bring passion and love. And then pink panties are said to bring platonic love. Well, I'm going with red, okay? And then blue brings good health, and green panties bring freedom, life, and nature. So that's pretty fun. This is some interesting. So you could go over to Victoria's Secret or run over to one of our chain stores and get you some red panties or some blue ones and see where it takes you. And then just report back how that goes next year when we when we come back again on Pep Talk. So it is the expert panel. I'm not sure how much expertise is involved in all of these superstitions and traditions, but it sure is fun to talk about because certainly we've all been exposed to all of these things. But one of the things that has always been that I've heard about ever since I was a kid was New Year's resolutions. And I have friends that they swear by this. They literally do this every year. They write it down. They set goals. I'm not quite as, what's the word? I'm a little more general about it. But some people really, they really take this all very, very seriously. So one of the things I thought I would look up and see, one of the things that I like to do, I don't necessarily do a resolution, but something that's become pretty popular in the last several years, it's called the word of the year. And I mentioned this yesterday, actually. But the word of the year is picking a word that gives you a general sense of how you want your year to be. And you can actually use lots of different ways to find that word for yourself. Some of the ways that you can think about it, if you want to look at how you feel, how you want to feel throughout the year, there are lots of different words that you can use to figure out how you want to feel. You can reflect on the past year to start. You can think about your values, your intentions, and what you want to do. Last year, I will share with you, my word for 2025 was gratitude. And I took that word and just used it to sort of envelop every day. I'd say, okay, well, the word this year, this day is gratitude. So what am I grateful for? And so I would list three things a day that I was grateful for. And it could be some days were harder than others because, you know, you wake up with old Eeyore some days and they just, oh, it's another day. And I don't feel very grateful about anything. But I can always find something. There's always something that I can be grateful for. If nothing else, the fact that I'm alive and breathing is something to be, and healthy is something to be grateful for. And so that turned out to be a pretty good word because I found that it applied to so many different things, from workplace to friendships and personal things. Another word that I've used in the past was the word peace. And my objective with that word was, how can I bring peace to my little world every day? What can I do? Am I going to be the person that's always bringing up the argument? Am I going to be kind and helpful? It kind of translated into all kinds of different things. So these are kind of lofty. I know, I get it. But you can pick up something even more, a little different. So one of my friends, their word of the year was courage. They wanted to face the year with courage. They didn't want to be afraid anymore. And they wanted to find the support and resources to take some risks in the coming year, to do some things that, I don't know, might be a little different than the norm. So you can go online and there's all kinds of sources and quizzes you can take to find what your word should be. Maybe you could go into the realm of, like I said, some unfinished business. Maybe you could find a word for that, or you could find something to challenge yourself, or just something about your behavior. Do you want to be bolder? Do you want to be softer? Do you want to laugh more? A good word, which I'm considering. I've got a couple of words I'm considering this year, but joy is a great word. How am I bringing joy into my world today? So it's something to think about as far as a New Year resolution goes. What is your word for the day? If you have some ideas, because I haven't quite decided on mine yet, 850-437-1620. It's a new day. It's a new year. Anything goes. Anything can happen. So many possibilities. And I would encourage you to, I don't know, relax, enjoy, and be excited and happy about this coming year. I feel excited and happy about 2026. I think it's going to be a good one for all of us. This is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg, your host. First of all, I just wanted to thank all of you that listen to Pep Talk. We're on Monday through Fridays, 9 to 11. This past year for me has been really special. It was my return to radio after a decades-long hiatus. And so your support, your texting in, your calls, people have dropped things off for me at the studio and have met me when I was out in live location. I just want to thank all of you so much because really I have so much gratitude for the opportunity that Mary and Dave Hoxson have given me to come back and be on the radio and do something that I love. But what makes the difference for me is the interactions with you. And I also want to take a moment to thank all the guests that have come on the show. We have so many folks. Like today, my friends came in from some of the area nonprofits. And it was a good thing for them, of course, to be able to promote some upcoming fundraisers, etc., and events. But for me, they were doing me a favor because a lot of folks don't want to come in on the holidays, and they came in on their day off and to help me out. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. But also all the businesses that come in. We have regulars that are on the show from week after week after week, some of whom have been on this show for 10, 15, almost 20 years, I guess, ever since Pep Talk originated. And so we have the Garden Line, and we have Boat Smart, and we have so many different regular programs, and our Frisky Friday, and all these folks that come in and basically donate their time. Some donate, and then some of our businesses actually pay to be on the show, and they've been on the show many years. So if it's something that you might be interested in, check call Jeff Wayne and get in touch with him here at the station, because they're getting their calendars ready for the coming year in 2026, and I would love to have you on the show. So again, Happy New Year, everyone. I hope you have a great day today, enjoying football, enjoying being with family, and maybe just hanging out and relaxing for a little bit. But think about that word of the year. What's it going to be for you? And I just want to say, too, something I'd like to leave you with. Be kind to others. Be gentle with yourself. And in 2026, remember every day to love now. Happy New Year.